I get hype for the 4th of July ahead of time, really far out, you know? Get great barbecue, you know? It's the country's birthday and everything, you know? It's the only time as a guy you can look up at the sky and be like, ooh, sparkly, yes. You still have to hide it behind machismo, like, yeah, it's sparkly, but it's blowing up, all right? Anybody can get it. Shots fired, okay? You know, 4th of July is just a straight pride parade. That's all it's ever been, you know? It's just the one time a year guys get to be like, yeah! It's basically, don't act like it's not drag just because you put on a longer beard. Like, you dancing in the street too. You know, that's why I'm always blown away by people who complain about Pride and they're like, there's no straight Pride parade. I'm like, yours is coming up in a month. Like, you can't give it 30 days. Even when you think about it too, you think about the way that the country came together too is, we think of the founding fathers as these like all these like old wise men and everything, because that's when they got painted. You know, they got painted late. They had already survived the war by the time we painted them. When they were in the war, they were much younger. We got the pains when they were like 40. But they fought in the. You think they were fighting in the war old? You know what I mean? Like, yo, you think Washington was in the war like, get them, boys. No, y'all shoot. Ugh. No, these were young men. These were young men battling to create a country, you know? And it's mind-blowing how young they were when we won. You know, July 4th of 1776, some Alexander Hamilton was in his 20s, early 20s. So was Aaron Burr. You know, some of the oldest people, I think even Washington was like only 40 or something. And that's just, it should be a testament to the fact that sometimes, you know, as much as young people don't always know the way, they have the energy to go the furthest, you know? So sometimes it's important to, like, let young people lead and old people guide, you know? I think that's how you know, because there's someone that has all the passion, all the fire in their heart to do something, to, like, try to build a better world, and then there's someone behind them that doesn't have as much of the fire anymore, but is, like, don't trip over that rock. Just go a little bit more left and you'll be fine. Don't do what I did. That's how I messed up my knee, though. No. Founding fathers are fascinating to me because, you know, they're trying to carve out an ideal into making it, you know, making it substantial, making it real, making it a country and everything. But there were still some pretty deep, I don't know, it's a hard thing to write down, you know, all men are created equal, and then look over and be like, yeah, I accept. Yeah, you know I mean? So it's a dream that took time, still takes time, still hasn't been fully realized in the way that it's at least on the paper. You know, like sometimes people have this revisionist history about the founding fathers, like they would have wanted the best for everyone and for all of us to get along. And I'm like, no, they said what they meant. They. Do you know what I mean? Like, the founding fathers didn't have slaves, but also be like, one day someone will right this wrong. You know? But I think about how even, you know, people know more about Alexander Hamilton now because of the musical and stuff. But Hamilton, you know, staunchly against slavery and everything, and he was young, so I'm sure he was like this young kid that people looked at like, ah, this dude doesn't know what he's talking about. He just talks a lot, you know? And it's funny how we know about Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr's feud mostly because of the musical, but we don't know how petty it got. Alexander Hamilton built a home in New York City, right? And Aaron Burr used his money to build a home down the street because he was jealous of where Alexander's home was. So he built the house pretty close by so that I guess Hamilton could see him hating from down the street. Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr were the original Kendrick and Drake. Amazing. I also get excited for the summer. I get excited for July because it usually means, at least for some years, that Will Smith has a new movie out. And it's happened. Bad Boys is out. It's crushing the box office, you know. Just Will Smith slapped all the money out of Hollywood. Man, I want them to make as many Bad Boys movies as possible. I want to see these men old. I want there to be so many Bad Boys movies that after a while you're like, boys? I want them to make so many they gotta change it to Bad Unks, you know? As I'm getting older, I realize this year that all of my close friends are either in or closely approaching their 30s. And it's so funny because, you know, everybody 30 and up, when people turn 30 now, they call themselves old, which is insane to me. That's so, like, medicine is getting good enough where you can kind of expect to live to 90. But you're old at 30. Why would you be old most of the time? That doesn't make any sense at all. You don't bring home bread and then the next day go, it's pretty old. No. But I get how people feel that way. I really do. Because what's happening is we know deep down, right? We have this obsession with youth. And we, you know, everyone's trying to look young, be young, stay young, feel young, all this stuff like that. And it's mainly because, and I've said this before, it's mainly because we know how we treat older people. So we're more scared of that than we are getting old. What's wrong with getting older? You know more stuff. Why would that be bad, you know? But I get how people feel old at a certain time, because especially people who are in their 30s now, we're in a very specific time that hasn't happened, at least the way that it's happening to us, right? Because we were like coming of age at a time that was like a turning point for what feels like almost everything, right? Business gets done differently now. Tech is different. Every aspect of life is different. And we remember right before and as it turned and now. You know what I mean? Like if you're in your like 30s, if you're like 33 and up, you remember before Google. That sounds ancient. That's... Just to say before Google sounds like another century, because it was. I work with people that are younger than me. And I was explaining to someone, and I hate when I have to explain a thing that makes me sound older than I am, because they're a little younger. So then I had to explain before Google to them. And I sounded crazy. I sounded crazy to me, but I was there. So I know I'm not wrong. I sounded insane. I was like, no, because before Google, you had to just know. And if you didn't know, you had to ask somebody who you hope knew and was friendly And if they didn't know, you had to go online. We still had online. Don't do that. We still had online. So then you had to go online and you had to ask Jeeves. And then they were like, what is Ask Jeeves? Like, what is... And I was like, Ask Jeeves is... It's like if Google was white. Like, it's... And so you had to ask Jeeves, and if Jeeves didn't know, then you had to go to the library, and you had to ask a librarian. And if the librarian didn't know, they would give you a number with dots. They would give you, a library is like a house for books. They would give you a number with dots, and then you would go trace the dots and the number to a book, and then you would read the book to see if the answer to your question was in there. And if it wasn't, you would just know a bunch of different stuff. You would know. A book is like a slow Kindle. It's like... Like, you scroll with your finger, but it turns something. Like, there's something to turn with your finger. It's not... There's no screen. And then... If your question... What you've been looking for 6 months. Yes, it takes a long time. So maybe... Cut your dad some slack. All right? It used to be harder to know. Do you know how crazy you sound saying it used to be harder to know? Is that's not how I want it to end it. I know I'm getting older because I'm getting genuinely more and more nostalgic for small things. Like, not movies, not like like really small things about life. Like, I miss growing up in the 90s. I think all of our appliances in the 90s were just better. They were just like top notch because not only did they last longer and they worked, but you could fix anything in your house by hitting it. Violence solves so much in the home. Growing up, all you need was some fists and some belief. And you could fix a whole house. Don't want me to call a contractor or anything. Like, if you had just any appliance, you know? And what was special about it was that you knew how to hit it. You knew how to hit yours. That's very important. It wasn't just you could go hitting stuff. Well, you knew, you got to know your machine, and you knew how to hit it specifically to get it to work. And it wouldn't work when you went over to your friend's house. You'd go over to your friend's house, and their thing wouldn't be working, and you'd be like... And they'd be like, no, you gotta go. And you're like, wow, I didn't know that. I don't have that model. That's good to know. So when I upgrade, it's two. Okay, that's good to know. And it's two towards the front. All right, that's good to know. It was a beautiful time. I just felt like things really worked. You know? Like a 90s... washing machine. A 90s washing machine would... You could hear it all through the... If you were lucky enough to have a washing machine in your home, if you had a laundry room in your home, you could hear no matter where you were in the house because the washing machine would be whooping your clothes. No matter where you were in the house, as soon as you started the watch, you would hold off watching a movie. Because you're like, we can't watch a movie and do the laundry. That's not... It's going to mess up the experience. All right. It would be whooping the stain. You could hear your clothes getting beat. And they were all loud, and they all just, like, the washing machine moved like it had legs. No matter where you were in the house, you could hear your clothes screaming in the machine. Just, oh! Oh! And you would go, whether it was your house or somebody else's house, you could go to somebody's house, you could tell how strong their washing machine was by how messed up the paint was on the wall. On that edge that was next to the machine, it would be beating your clothes, beating the stains out, horrific stuff, right? To the point where you could, even when you stained the shirt, you could tell, even back in the 90s, your shirts would be like, don't do that to me, bro. No, come on, come on. Hey, hey, no, we good? I'll push it. I'll push it out. I'll push the stain out. Don't send me in there with them. That's... No. Be amazing. And then if there was a little malfunction, if the door wouldn't lock and start, like, lips started coming up and everything, you know? Suds started spitting out everything, just took a little, like, bam! And then all of a sudden it was like, blah, blah, blah. It was beautiful, you know? These new washing machines, I know I already sound like an old man, but, like, this is... I was at an Airbnb. They had a washing machine in the Airbnb, which at first I was very excited about. I was like, oh, it's amazing. You never get this, right? And the washing machine was state of the art. And it was like a Tesla washing machine. It was, it had so many buttons. It had a keyboard's worth of buttons. It had more buttons than I cared to read. Like, it was, I just wanted to hit clean. Like, it had a handkerchief setting. It was... insanity. And then you put the clothes, got stain on the shirt, put the clothes in, and then, you know, you hit whatever, turn. There was a lot to do. And then you hit, and it starts, and you can tell something is happening because it's spinning, and you can see through it now. You know, it has the little door where you can look in, and it's spinning so fast that the clothes are gone. Like, it's... I was looking at it, I was like, I can't tell if it's spinning or if it left. This... It was crazy, but it was silent, and I didn't like that. I didn't like that it was quiet the entire time, right? Just, but nothing. You couldn't hear anything, right? I didn't even know when the clothes were done. That would have never happened in the 90s. You always knew when your clothes were done because your washing machine would finish beating your clothes. And you would hear, oh! Because they used to put alarm clock stuff in the washing machine to make sure they made the same noise. This thing finished, I had no idea. It finished and it was like, hey. I don't want to disturb you, but I think I did it. And then I pulled the shirt out of the washing machine. The stain was so intact. The stain was sitting there comfortably. The stain was looking at me like it had his legs crossed. Like, looking at me like, your move. Even TVs. I remember we got like a big screen TV and it was a huge deal, but the TV was like, if I remember correctly, it was kind of like a hand-me-down because we got the TV because it wasn't really working as much anymore. So the people that were throwing out the TV were like, we're going to get a new TV. And we were like, we don't have a TV, so let's take yours, right? And it was huge. It took up like most of the, remember the big 90s tall, wide, remember when TVs had ass? Do you know what I mean? Like really had it. Like some true thickums. You know what I mean? Like, you would go over to your friend's house. They'd be like, I got a new TV. You'd be like, ooh. Ooh, she packing. Oh, wow. I don't even understand. I don't even know why they made them like that. But it had, like, it would be the screen here, but then just boom. Boom. I And that was great, because even though the TV didn't always work, you know, you knew how to work it, right? Because it would do that thing where all those TVs back then, when they didn't work, they would just get wavy. You know what I mean? Remember that? It would be like, I'd put on the news, and it would just be like red, blue, green, red, magenta, yellow. And it would, and you'd turn on the news, and be like, at 8 o'clock. Because I was little when we got this TV, and I remember turning it on, and it wasn't working. I was like, Mama, the TV ate a popsicle. And my dad would usually be the one to hit the TV, because he knew how to do it, right? But my dad hit the TV. He hit the TV a lot. My dad hit the TV so much, sometimes I was wondering if it was really about the TV. You know what I mean? Sometimes my dad would hit TV, I'm like, nah, it was working. That's how. But my dad hit the TV so much that I think the TV genuinely learned to recognize, hey! One time I was trying to watch the news and my dad came home. That's all he did. He just came into the house and the TV was like, 8 o'clock. As soon as he closed the door, it was like two people were murdered. And then I got a TV. I bought a TV for myself as an adult because I wanted to have my own big screen TV. I wanted to have my own, like, oh, I'm sitting at home chilling for the weekend watching a movie, have a real experience for myself, right? And I bought it. It was too expensive. I took out a car note on this TV, this several payment TV. And, you know, we bring it home. I'm excited initially. I'm super excited because, you know, they bring it home and they install it. They mount it on the wall and everything. Smart TV. Brilliant TV. Good grades TV, right? But I'm trying to watch this TV, and I want to be, I'm not like a dumb person, but like I cannot figure out how to get the subtitles off this TV, and it's like, I can't stress how much this is not my fault, all right? I'm not like a dumb, like, I know I'm up here doing the jokes, so we're all having a good, but I'm not a dumb guy. Like, this is crazy, all right? And I want to be clear, I know that it's not the HBO subtitles at all, because then I go to the settings at HBO, and HBO is like, it's not us. We're not the one to do it. But I'm trying to watch Dune 2, right? Try to watch Dune 2 on this big screen TV. I turn on HBO, I'm watching, and it gets to that part where, like, Timothy Chalamet doing that, like, Fremen language, so he's like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever they say. And so then in the movie, they have subtitles for that part because nobody knows what they say, right? So then the movie, those subtitles come up. But then on top of those subtitles are these, like, nasty gray italic subtitles coming up. And I'm like, who is typing? That's not what I wanted at all. And I can't get it off. And it's great. And it was everything I watched. I would leave HBO. I could watch something somewhere else. And they were like, and that's not even as bad as when I first got it. Because when I first got it, when I first brought the TV home, it had, I don't know how it happened, it had the audio description on. All right? Now, some of you are familiar. So if you don't know what audio description is, it's basically if you're watching it and you're visually impaired, it will give you both context for what is happening in the show and things that are more like stage direction that are just happening silently, right? So then I don't know that that's on. I don't know. I didn't press anything. I just turned on TV. I hit on the TV. That's all I did. And so then I went to watch Law & Order SVU, all right? So now I'm watching Law & Order, and Olivia is, like, handing somebody their ass, right? Like, she's just like, you don't know anything about Survivor. You don't know anything. And then she walks out of the room. And then as she walks out of the room, my TV is like, Olivia leaves the room. And I'm like, who is that? Who is that? Who is in here? And I went to the settings. I went to Peacock. I went into the settings. And the Peacock settings were like, it's not us. We're not doing that. I've used remotes all my life. I've all the time used the remote, and I pressed every... The remote was not remoting. Finally, it was off. I don't even know what I did. Maybe I didn't do anything. Maybe the TV just decided to stop doing it. I have no idea. But I was watching a different episode, and Olivia was once again handing somebody their ad. You don't know anything about Survivors. You don't know anything. And then she left the room, and I was like... Because what can you do with this TV? What can I do when I can't get the subtitles on? You can't hit it. You can't hit it. I took out a mortgage on this TV. You cannot hit it. You used to be able, when the old TV, when I was little, I would play Sega Genesis connected to the back of the TV, right? And then sometimes Sega would be glitching up, which, you know, translated for kids means the game was cheating, right? So then the game would be cheating, and so that I would get mad, and I would stand up, like 10 years old, and I'd stand up, and I'd punch the TV in its face. I would like... I'd punch the TV as hard as I could in what I thought was the nose, right? Like, I would just... And I don't know what the TV was made of, but I would punch the TV, and I would pull back the most mangled hand. Because I don't know what it was made of, but it wasn't glass. There's no way it was glass. It had to be like clear steel or something. Because the hand that I was pulling back, all my fingers had switched up and stuff. My thumb was in the middle. And now you can't punch a TV at all. You can't even dust this TV. You just gotta bargain with it. You used to be able to hit everything. The only thing you didn't hit back in the day was the microwave. I feel like you didn't hit the microwave because then and now, we don't really understand. How the microwave works. Yeah, I mean, I can only describe a microwave. If someone had never met a microwave before and they were trying to ask me what a microwave was, I'd be like, it is hot magic. Yeah, I mean, they put some hellfire to good use and just, it gets the soups hot when you put it in there. My grandma, when I was little, she had what I imagine was the second microwave ever made. Like, it was one of the oldest microwaves I've ever seen, and it didn't make any sense. We would try to get her to get rid of it all the time because it was so old that the door handle for the microwave looked like a door. Like, it just... And then the buttons, she had it for so long. This had to have been, maybe it was the first microwave. She had it for so long that all the buttons had faded. So you don't know what you're pressing. I don't know what's potato and what's two. Like, it's, every time you put something in this microwave, it's a gamble, right? You don't know if you're hitting defrost, if you're hitting nine or whatever. And so there was one time... that everybody was cooking in the kitchen, but I wanted to make some easy mac in a little cup, so I flipped open, put the water in, tried to put it in the microwave. It was like dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Because I just had to go by feeling, because all the buttons were like outies. That makes, like, all the buttons were poking out, like... Go ahead, press me. Go ahead. Press me. I don't know what's going to happen either. Press me. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Now, I remember I pressed the buttons and put up the EasyMac, but there's so many people in the kitchen, I'm getting pressed up against the microwave. And I didn't hit it. I just was pressed up against it, and my whole face started to get hot. And I was like, y'all, this is leaking. I don't know. It is leaking magic in the kitchen. Hey, we need to evacuate. When I can